Good day, everyone, from me, Andre Viljoen, with your weekly God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the news that we published this week. The violence and looting in KZN and Gauteng this week, in the wake of the imprisonment of former President Jacob Zuma, sent shockwaves through a nation already burdened by a third wave of COVID and intensified lockdown measures. In our news coverage, we focus on Christian responses to the anarchy. Recognizing the need for a coordinated prayer response, a number of South African prayer networks and ministries launched the Heal Our Land campaign, with the goal of uniting as many Christians as possible to pray together from 12 noon to 1 p.m. for 7 days, from the 14th to the 20th of July. The theme for the week is 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." On each of the 7 days of prayer, different groups of leaders focus on one of the 7 different components of the theme verse. You can join the prayer at 12 each day on the Global Day of Prayer Facebook Live. We posted several reports of South African Christian voices calling for calm and giving godly and prophetic counsel, among them the South African Council of Churches, Dr. Arno van Niekerk, Angus Buchan, and the Nelson Mandela Bay Christian Leaders Network. South Africa, it is time to declare, it is written, it is finished, says Prophetess. South Africa, it is time to declare, it is written, it is finished, says Prophetess Veronica West of Ireland. In South Africa, it is time to declare, it is written, it is finished, says Prophetess Veronica West of Northern Ireland, in a vision she has shared in which she offers keys to overcoming what she sees as a demonic attack on the birthright and destiny of the nation, which is in a time of birthing. Taxi groups have been among unlikely heroes who have emerged in this testing week. We posted a story about another unlikely hero, young Johannesburg retail company receptionist Imelda Masango, who sparked a movement of tens of thousands of volunteers. Other news headlines include 4SA advises Ramaphosa they are going to court over lockdown regulations, and Healing Rooms Africa hosting cancer conference next week. You can read all these stories and more online at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.